KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Kennesaw's got everybody but one outside the arc. And that one inside is Stoker. Right side corner, 16-footer is up, and it is in by Cole Kimball. He has his first bucket, and Kennesaw regains the lead.
Tonight, it's a D1 doubleheader from Lou City as the Red Raiders welcome in the Kennesaw Blue Devils. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Riley Lambrick drives, leaves it off for Cole. Baby hook up and in. 7 points for Cole Lambrick. And now we're seeing some offense. 36-30 Loup City.
Both squads are coming off important conference matchups last night and look to finish the weekend on the winning note. It's the Blue Devils and Red Raiders coming up next. But first to the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Loup City right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Loup City High School. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com as the Loup City Red Raiders welcome in the Kennesaw Blue Devils for tonight's basketball action. In the girls' game, Kennesaw was able to hold off a strong performance from Loup City's Morgan McDonald, winning a low-scoring 33-26 ball game here tonight. And now the boys' game between 10th-ranked 3-1 Loup City, suffering their first loss last night to Gibbon 42-38, while Kennesaw beat Shelton 51-47 to improve to 3-0. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Kennesaw, they're going to go with five seniors. Number 21, 5'9", senior Brady Staten. Number 23, 5'11", senior Tyler Schnitzler. Number 25, 6'1", senior Dalton Bender. Number 33, 5'11", senior Cole Kimley. And number 41, 6'3", senior Mason Stoker. Head coach of the Blue Devils is Jack Enram, assisted by Christian Cruz and Tom Buckley. 3-0 on the season for Kennesaw with wins at Blue Hill, Brutingdale, and Fort Chickley, and their home opener last night against Shelton. Loup City, number 4, 5'10", junior Brady Rasmussen. Number 12, 5'9", senior Austin Bogart. Number 20, 6'1", senior Cole Lambrick. Number 22, 6'3", senior Riley Lambrick. And number 32, a 6'3", junior Matt Jarzinka. Head coach of the Red Raiders is Paul Henry, assisted by Mark Higgins. They're 3-1 on the season, ranked 10th in the preseason D1 ranking. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with the tip-off after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip goes right into the hands of Tyler Schnitzler, and it was behind everybody, so he takes it in and scores. So Kennesaw wastes no time getting in the score column. 2-0 here on the road at Loup City. Last night, a big night for Riley Lambrick. He poured in 18. Here's a backdoor lob and a foul going to be called on Kennesaw. Dalton Bender. That'd be the alley-oop and the pros. Here they were trying to wrap it around to Riley Lambrick. And so with the push, the foul called, and Loup City will take it out underneath their own hoop. We've got an update from the Omaha Volleyball Regional, where Nebraska's season has come to an end tonight, Oregon winning it in 4. Nebraska easily in the first set, 25-15, and then Oregon scored the final 7 points of the last set to win it 25-17. Here's Lambrick with 3. It's too strong, comes clanking off there into the hands of number 33, Cole Kimley. Up the floor with the basketball will be Staten. Loup City will play man-to-man defense here. Get into the left-hand corner. to Schnitzler. Tyler pulls up from 15. Shot no good. Long rebound pulled down by Matt Jarzynka for Luke City. Into the hands of Bogart. Bogart across the timeline. The ball gets loose. It goes off of Kennesaw and out of bounds. Again, Oregon beats Nebraska 15-25, 25-22, 25-18, and 25-17 to advance to the Final Four. The Heisman Trophy will be awarded here in the next handful of minutes. We'll let you know if it's Johnny Manziel, Manti Te'o, or Colin Klein. Here we're just underway in the boys' game. Loop City with the basketball. Lambrecht off the pick. Gets to the high post here. Fadeaway jumper over the top of the defender Bender. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Lambrecht, and he'll be fouled and get a pair of free throws. Foul is going to be called on Mason Stoker. His first and the second team foul on the Blue Devils. So Lambrecht takes the first free throw attempt of the night. It's on the way, and it is short. Got a second one coming up. Not quite as big a home crowd tonight for Loup City as there was last night. Kennesaw very well represented here this evening. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Lambrecht gets Loup City on the board, and it's 2-1 Kennesaw. 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. Trying to put on a little three-quarter court trap. Kennesaw looks at it, and Schnitzler will bring it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Into the corner, he'll go to Bender. Back up top to Staten. Staten takes it to the right side of the key to Kibley. Oh, open inside. They couldn't find Stoker as Jarzynka now gets up in his face. Driving in Kibley. Kibley has it deflected away, but it's into the hands of Staten. And Kennesaw being very patient right now. This trip down the floor, they isolate Schnitzler one-on-one. He's guarded tonight by Bogart. Down to Stoker on the low block, working on Jarzynka. Oh, they call him for a blocking foul. That wasn't much of a body that time by Jarzynka. First foul on Loup City. And now coming into the ballgame, Alex Potanski, 6'1 senior. And Jarzynka's going to come out so that Coach Henry can coach him up just a little bit about that matchup. And the turnover on Kennesaw. Schnitzler tried the old throw it off the back of the defender, but it went off his back and right back off Schnitzler and out of bounds. So turnover here on the Blue Devils. Loup City will throw it in against pressure. Nobody guarding the inbounds pass, and Lambrecht will throw it in. Cole to Brady Rasmussen. Again, Loup City without the services of Brady Lewandowski, still recovering from a football injury. And same way, Austin Schnitzler out for Kennesaw. Brother Preston, who got hurt in that final game against Bertrand, still a little bit of a sore shoulder. Bogart knocked out of his hand, out of bounds, off of Kennesaw. 5:41 to go, first quarter. It's only 2-1 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, Loup City. Kennesaw scoring off the opening tip, 2-3 seconds into the game. Riley Lambrecht off the pick, fires it to the baseline, and Bogart was out of bounds. Bogart was trying to come off the screen on the baseline and was out of bounds. So the first turnover for Loup City, and Austin Jacobowski will check in. Jacobowski has been a little under the weather today, according to Coach Paul Henry. So we'll see how many minutes he gets in the game. Kennesaw trying to bring it up with just Brady Staten. He's forced to pick up his dribble by Rasmussen. Gives it off to Schnitzler. Over to Bender. Bender gets into the front court. In the middle of Stoker. Stoker missed the short jumper. And the rebound brought down by Cole Lambrecht. Lambrecht into the front court. We'll give it off to Rasmussen. Rasmussen swings it over right wing to Riley Lambrecht. Lambrecht tries to lob it inside to Cole and overshoots him. Cole Kimley steals the ball away. It's not been a pretty first 3 minutes. Kimley dribbles it off his foot. Stoker's there to grab it. Swings it over to Bender for the three-pointer. So Dalton Bender with the first three-pointer of the ball game, and Kennesaw leads it by a score of 5-1. Rasmussen walks the ball up the floor. Loup City's not going to be a team that scores a ton of points, although they can. That's just not their pace. Jacobowski to Rasmussen, wide open three, but it's short and comes right into the hands of Tyler Schnitzler. Long pass down the floor to Kimley. He'll fire the three from the right-hand corner, no good. But Loup City can't grab the rebound, and it's out of bounds to Kennesaw. And here comes Trevor Burr in for the Blue Devils. And Stoker's going to come out. So right now, Kennesaw going small. They've got both their big boys sitting on the bench right now. Schnitzler throws it in. to Pender. Back to Tyler. Kicks it out to Kimley. Kimley to the free throw line. Will dish it off to Staten. And go to the weak side to Burl. Trevor looking inside. Pender on the baseline. Good defense here by Loop City. Wrap around Passionates. They're in the paint. Forces the issue. Won't go. Got his own rebound. Back up. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Pender. He'll put it up and in. And a timeout on the floor by Loop City. So, with 3:59 to go here in the first quarter of play, Kennesaw 7 and Loop City 1. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back here at Loop City, where 4 minutes into the ballgame, it is 7-1 in favor of Kennesaw. Loop City a little late coming out of the timeout here, but the officials won't set the ball down. They'll wait for him, and Loop City to throw it in here against man-to-man full-court pressure. So they'll just clear it out, give it to Rasmussen, and he'll work it up the floor on Trevor Burr. Across the timeline with the left-hand dribble. He's still got that heavily taped right wrist. Also a football injury trying to recover from. Both teams a little banged up off after nice playoff runs and nice seasons. Here's Riley Lambrick for three, and it's in. Lambrick, it's his first bucket of the ball game, and it is 7-4, Kennesaw. Schmitzler with the right side of the key. Lambrick on him. Into the corner, they'll go to Kimley. Kimley tries to drive baseline, now gets a pick, comes back into the paint, he gets hammered. Riley Lambrick with the foul, his first, team second, and at the line will be Cole Kimley. Earlier tonight at the girls' game, Kennesaw got their second straight win, 33-26 over Loop City. We'll talk more about that at the half. Kimley now, first free throw for Kennesaw, it's good. First point for Cole. 8-4 Blue Devils, 3:23 to go here in the first quarter. And the second free throw for Kimley. It's on the way, and it is in. And Stoker will re-enter the ball game for the Blue Devils. And check it out, will be Dalton Bender. So the ball belongs to Loop City. Against the pressure, they'll get it in to Bocart. Austin working on Brady State. Gets it across the timeline, right side. Almost traveled and did travel. Tried to crossover dribble and lost the basketball. That'll be the third Loop City turnover. And back in, Matt Jarzynka. Checking out will be Alex Patansky for the Red Raiders. 9-4 Blue Devils with the 5-point lead here. Up by as many as 6, it's 7-1. Burr with it, off the pick, comes to the top of the circle, has a mismatch with Jarzynka. Now comes to the baseline, got hit there by Lambrecht, and gives it off to Kimley. Cole, center dribble, into the paint, going to have to force it, and it comes way off the glass, off to the left about 3 feet, and the rebound brought down by Jarzynka. Loop City tries to get up the floor quickly, but Kennesaw is there defensively. Riley Lambrecht into Cole, kicked out to McDonald, back out to the center circle. Riley Lambrick, one dribble back over to Rasmussen on the right wing. Pick and roll and throws it over Cole Lambrick, then out of bounds. Loop City is not in sync so far tonight. 2:32 remains in this first quarter of play on Classic Hits. And as always, the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tuesday, it's Kearney Catholic at Ravenna. Thursday, Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic here on Classic Hits. On the right side of the key is Tyler Schnitzler. Bounce pass into Stoker. Left-hand jumper, no good. Board yanked down by Riley Lambrick. Riley looks up the floor to Jarzynka. Underneath the hoop, wide open is Rasmussen, but the pass is deflected out of bounds. And Loop City will have to do it again. Taken out on the far side in front of the fans in the front court. Austin Bocart to do that. Gives it to Lambrick. Back out between the circles. Drop by Rasmussen and Burr. Steals the basketball away. Up ahead to Schnitzler. Schnitzler lays it up and scores. Second bucket for Tyler Schnitzler, and it's 11-4. Blue Devils now lead it by 7. At the other end, Jarzynka dribbles out of traffic and gets it back up to Lambrick. Man-to-man all over. Kennesaw up to the task tonight so far defensively. Off a couple of picks. Lambrick way out on the left side of the key up top. Jarzynka, they don't worry about him. He'll give it over to Bocart. Bocart locked with the basketball. Trevor Burr forces another turnover. And Loup City coach Paul Henry is going to make some substitutions here. Checking into the ball game is going to be Austin Jacobowski. Grant Lewandowski was going to come off the bench. Coach Henry didn't want to waste the quarters. He only gets so many, and he played in the JV game all night, so he didn't want to just put him in with a minute 20 here. It sounds like he'll get into that second quarter. He told him to go in. He said, wait, let's wait till next quarter. Schnitzer with the ball up top. Stutter now takes the dribble, kicks it back out to Kimley. Over to Burr. Left wing, Schnitzler. Inside, Stoker. Wraps around Jarzynka. Nice pass to Burr. Backside layup. Good. Trevor Burr lays it up and in off the beautiful wraparound. And it's now 13-4, Kennesaw, with less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. At the other end, Riley Lambrick says, I'm just going to take it to the hole, and does. He's got 5 of the 6 points. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. 13-6, Kennesaw. Left elbow, Stoker. Goes down to the baseline to Bender. Back out top, Burr for 3, and he hit it. Trevor Burr, full extension 3-pointer. And the lead now 10 as Kennesaw continues to pull away here in the first 8 minutes. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Riley Lambrick to the left elbow. Hands it off to Jacobowski. Over to Rasmussen, who's open. Doesn't take it into the corner to Lambrick. Ball fake. Drives into the paint. Tough jumper. Contested. It's short. No good. Schnitzler has the rebound. 11 seconds here. Schnitzler to the high post. Comes in the lane. Draws the contact. He put it up and in, but they're going to wave it off. The foul came before the shot on Austin Jacobowski. His first and the fourth foul on, or the third foul on Loup City. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. And Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop. To throw it in is Schnitzler. Gets it in the left-hand corner. Making the three and driving is Staten. Puts it off the glass and scores. And that will get it into Lambrick. 1 second. Fires off the glass of the rim from three-quarter court, but it didn't go. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Kennesaw with a great first 8 minutes. It's 18-6 Blue Devils, and we'll be back after this timeout.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to Loup City. Doug Duda, producer-engineer Grant Sparks on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, and Ashton. 18-6 Kennesaw leading Loup City after one quarter of play. Kennesaw one turnover, Loup City 6. Rebounds, each team had 5. Three-point shooting, Kennesaw 2-3, Loup City 1-3. And Brady Rasmussen will have the ball to start the second quarter and try to knock the ball away. A foul called on Brady Staten. His first and the team's third. Trevor Burr and Dalton Bender each have 5. Tyler Schnitzler 4 for Kennesaw. Riley Lambrick has 5 of the 6 Loup City points. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 Kennesaw, 1 of 2 for Loup City. Loup City ball underneath their own hoop. Look to get it into Rasmussen. He's covered. Throw it all the way out top to Jacobowski. Jacobowski with a left-hand dribble. Poked away from behind by Staten. And the 7th turnover by Loup City. Into the front court with it is Staten. Staten gets it into the corner to Burr. Trevor staying in there after finishing the first quarter strong. Stoker, Schnitzler, along with Staten and Bender. Schnitzler well out on the right wing here. Holds the ball. Now finds Staten. They go to a high 1-4. Clear it out. Staten off the dribble. Drives on Rasmussen. And they're going to call a foul on Brady Rasmussen, his first and the fourth team foul. Kennesaw will have Schnitzler throw it in on the baseline. And Coach Henry discussing something with one of the officials. Now Kennesaw will throw it in. Get it really low. Back to Schnitzler. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Lambrick. Lambrick wants to push it 3-on-3. He's going to draw the contact but lose the basketball out of bounds. Turnover number 8 for the Red Raiders. And Kennesaw will hold the ball. Schnitzler. Coach Enrum saying, let's go, guys. Move the ball. This has kind of been their MO so far this year. Good pass to the cutter. Stoker in the lane, but he put it up too strong. Rolls off the rim to Matt Jarzinka. Kennesaw, good first quarter. Now, slow start to the second quarter, and that's kind of been, as we said, what they've done most of the year. They've had really good spurts, and then they've been quiet for spurts. And they're trying to get that settled down here, and a reach-in foul called on State, trying to poke it away from behind from Chikabowski. And for State, that is his second. And coming into the ball game, Kimley for Kennesaw. And Cole Lambrick for Loup City, checking out Schnitzler for Kennesaw. And Spokanski for Loup City. Off the pick, they throw it in to Rasmussen. Can't get a three away. Goes to Jacobowski. Low post, Cole Lambrick trying to back his way in. Turnaround jumper off the glass is good. Good defense. Lambrick just hit a tough fadeaway shot. And it's 18-8, the first point of the second quarter. 6.5 to go here with Burr. Giving it off to Bender. Dalton to Kimley off the screen. Kimley looking down low. Nothing there. Kick it back out top. Burr. Burr for three. It's good. Trevor Burr with his second three-pointer. And it is 21-8. The lead continues to grow for Kennesaw. Loup City only has three buckets, and it seems like a three is answered at the other end every time. And as Rasmussen forces his way into the paint, a foul is called on the Blue Devils. Mason Stoker with his second personal foul. And two free throws for Brady Rasmussen, looking for his first points of the basketball game. And the first free throw is up, and it is good. Makes it 21-9. Schnitzler comes back in after the short breather. And the second free throw now for Rasmussen. On the way and short. Ball yanked down by the Blue Devils' Dalton Bender. 21-9, Kennesaw, 5:50 to go in the first half. And Burr is going to get hand-checked as he hustles the ball down the floor. Austin Bocart with his first personal foul. 15 foul. The fouls are even so far in the ball game. Schnitzler to throw it in. Left-hand corner, Burr. Catch and release the three. Partially blocked there by Brady Rasmussen. And they'll come away with a basketball. Loup City needing to find some offense. Facing a very tough defense for the second straight night. Jarzinka leaves it to Jacobowski in the left-hand corner. Dribbles to the left elbow. Guarded there by Kimbley. Gives it to Bocart. He pulls up from 17. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound goes to nobody. It's out of bounds off of Loup City. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. Recap the girls' game, which Kennesaw won 33-26. We'll also look at the Heisman Trophy race, and Nebraska volleyball saw their season come to an end last night after a big first set victory, 25-15. They lost the second set 25-22, and then 18-17. Oregon scored the final 7 points of the match to advance to the Final Four. Burr, another three from the left-hand corner. No good. High off the iron, and Riley Lambrick will pull down his third rebound. Nicole, baseline jumper. Hits off the heel, no good. Ball tapped around, and Bender has his third rebound. Up the floor comes State. They'll give it to Bender. Swing it left side to Kimley. Find Schnitzler outside the arc left wing. Back to Kibley. He'll fire that three from the hip. It comes up short. Rebound brought down by Riley Lambrick, and everybody's whistle blew on that one. And over the back foul called on Kennesaw. And that's going to go on Dalton Bender, his second. So Staten, Bender, and Stoker all with two fouls here for Kennesaw, and we have 4:45 to go in the first half. So those guys, and they're in there, are going to have to be careful. Lambrick posted up. Cole back to Riley. Riley to the free throw line. Pulls up from 16. Short. Ball deflects all the way out to Bogart. Second chance. They'll reset the offense. Grant Lewandowski is into the ball game. Back to Lambrick. Skip past Bogart. Tries to get it down to Cole Lambrick. Up to Lewandowski. Grant, the freshman. Couple of dribbles. Gives it to Stoker. And now an offensive foul called on Loop City away from the ball. They're going to call an illegal screen on Matt Jarzynka. That will be his second foul. And coming into the ball game will be Alex Spatansky. So you have got both Cole and Riley Lambrick, Bogart, Spatansky, and Grant Lewandowski on the floor for Loop City. And Kennesaw has the ball with Tyler Stitzler. And they have also subbed in with Devin Burr. Into the hands of Staten. Staten to Bender. Over to Burr. Burr in the lane. Has to give it back to Bender. Couple of dribbles. Turnaround jumper from 10. Off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Lambrick. And another foul on Kennesaw. Cole with his third board. And that will put us into the 1-1. The foul will go on Devin Burr. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Cole Lambrick. He's 1 of 2. He has 3 points, but Loop City only has 9 points here in the first half. And the free throw is on the way and rolls off. No good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Bender. 21-9 for quite a while now. And Staten stops the free throw line, gives it to Schnitzler, right wing to Kimley. Loop City man-to-man defense, posting up Bender on the low block, right side, faces the hoop, wraparound pass Schnitzler. He's behind the board, kicks it out for a three-pointer, and it is in by Brady Staten. So Kennesaw is hitting some open threes, and they're up by 15, 24-9. Red Raiders. Gotta get some shots up. On the right elbow, Bogart drives and lays it up and in. So Austin just decided, I'm going to put my head down and go. And he's able to get his first bucket of the ball game, 24-11. Kennesaw up big in the first half. Kimley cut off on the right baseline by Spatansky. Gives it back out on the wing to Schnitzler. Trying to set up a little pick and roll. Loop City's got it covered. Reverse it left corner to Staten. Staten dribbles to the high post. Oh, Bogart knocked the ball away, but they got him for a foul. Austin with his second personal foul. And it's the seventh team foul. So Staten will go to the line to shoot his first free throw of the ball game. Re-entering is Brady Rasmussen for Loop City. And we're waiting to get him subbed in here. And now checking in is going to be, or checking out will be the freshman Lewandowski. So the free throw now by Staten is on the way. It's the front of the rim, no good. Schnitzler saves it, goes right underneath to Dalton Bender. He puts it up and in. Bender initially kept it alive, then Schnitzler got it from going out of bounds. He'll get the assist, 26-11, and a hand check foul at the other end. Foul is going to be on Devin Burr, so two quick fouls on the senior Burr, who just got into the game. Stoker's going to come back in. Bender's going to check out. Burr is going to check in. And Staten is going to check out. 2:40 to go before half, 26-11. In favor of Kennesaw. And the free throw on the way and in. So Riley Lambrick will get the bonus. 6 of his team's 12 points. And the free throw to number 2 won't go. And the rebound is brought down by Stoker, and Stoker will be fouled. We've been watching that the last couple nights. Everybody thinks they can get the rebound, and they'll just go right over your back. And this time, Cole Lambrick called for the foul, and we just walked to the other end. So no time running off the clock. Jacobowski out, Rasmussen in, Schnitzler back in for Kennesaw. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good for Stoker. And yanking down the rebound, Riley Lambrick. Lambrick up the floor all the way into the paint. Pulls up from nine. Shot too strong. Trevor Furr with the rebound. Furr up the floor. Trapped to the right wing. Kicks it down low to Kimley. Fires it inside. Pull up jumper by Schnitzler. Won't go. Rebound to Cole Lambrick. Wayne Tibbs has checked in for Kennesaw as well. Spetanski, left-hand corner for Loup City to Vokart. Out for a long three, Riley Lambrick. It is no good. Ball tipped into the hands of Stoker. Stoker outlet pass just for two on one. Tyler takes it to the rack, tries to draw the charge, and we'll get the call. Charging foul on Tyler Schnitzler. That is a first foul of the game on Tyler. And the ninth foul on Kennesaw. Maybe not the right call that time. That was a pretty good flop, but Loup City got the call. It was one of those where the official kind of was making up his mind while he was blowing the whistle, and a three-pointer by Cole Lambrick is no good. Rebound comes down to Kimley. Kimley pushes the ball off the floor, stops at the left elbow, dumps it into the corner to Furr. Jumping out on him is Spetanski. Kimley back out top. Everything on the right side, leaves it off for Burr. Back up top, Schnitzler attacks the lane left side. And we've got a whistle before he can get the shot away. A hand check. Maybe a makeup call here on Brady Rasmussen. That'll be his second. And a one-on-one coming up for Tyler Schnitzler. He has 4 points, four rebounds. This will be his first free throw of the ball game. And the free throw is no good. The rebound brought down by Riley Lambrick. We've got a Heisman winner. We'll tell you about it in just a second. As Riley goes to Cole Lambrick, who makes a nice catch at the high post. Back out to Rasmussen. Into the corner to Bocart. 26-12, Kennesaw. Minute 10 to go in the half. Baseline, Cole Lambrick drives and scores. 5 points for Cole, 6 points for Riley, 14 total for Loup City. 1 minute left before the halftime report from Ravenna Sanitation. Lane Tibbs is left open, so he'll fire the 12-footer. No good. Trevor Burr got the rebound, hands it off to Stoker, and Stoker's 4-footer is good. First bucket for Mason Stoker, 28-14. Kennesaw dominating the first half. Bocart in the left-hand corner, dribbles to the free-throw line. Gives it off to Lambrick. Riley flat-footed from 10, no good. Ball loose. Cole Lambrick trying to grab it. Schnitzler and Kimley. It's Kimley out of there with his third board. And turned over at the other end. That's just the second turnover for Kennesaw. 20 seconds to go. Into the corner to Bocart. Back out to Lambrick. Pass slapped away, but Rasmussen's there. Comes into the paint. Turnaround jumper. Draws the foul. And Brady Rasmussen will shoot a pair. With 11 seconds to go in the half. So far, Rasmussen 1-2 for his only point. Cole Kimley called for the foul. Your Heisman Trophy winner is Johnny Manziel out of Texas A&M, the first freshman to ever win the Heisman Trophy. Manti Te'o finished second, Colin Klein third. And Rasmussen hits the free throw here for Loup City. 28-15. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. 11 seconds here for Kennesaw to get another bucket. Up the floor with it will be Kimley. He's quickly up. They let him go. Dishes it off Stoker. Layup is good. Too easy that time for Kennesaw, and Loup City won't even get it in before we go to halftime. And your score, the Kennesaw Blue Devils 30, and the Loup City Red Raiders on their home court 16. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, a recap of the girls' game, Nebraska volleyball, the Heisman Trophy, and a whole lot more. Stay with us here on KKPR-FM, Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back, everyone, to Loop City High School. I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Nick Hodge and all the fine folks here at Loop City for their hospitality over the last couple of nights. Loop City trying to avoid going 0-4. The girls and boys combined, they were swept last night by Gibbon. And tonight, Kennesaw won the girls' game, and they lead the boys' contest at the half, 30-16. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. 30-16, Kennesaw leading it at the half after jumping out to an 18-6 first quarter lead. In other sports news on this Saturday night, Johnny Manziel, quarterback of Texas A&M, who had the best offensive numbers in the history of the SEC, wins the Heisman Trophy tonight, the first freshman to win the award. He had 474 first-place votes. Manti Te'o was second with 321 first-place votes. Colin Klein got 60 first-place votes out of Kansas State. He finished third. Manziel is the second Texas A&M player to win the Heisman. John David Crow won it all the way back in 1957. Another bit of history, that's the longest gap between Heisman winners from the same school. So the redshirt freshman quarterback, Johnny Manziel, wins the Heisman Trophy, and another defensive player, Manti Te'o, can't bring it home. A true defensive player has never won the award. And Manti Te'o finishes second tonight. The Nebraska volleyball season came to an end earlier this evening in the regional finals in Omaha, the Elite Eight, as Oregon defeated the Huskers 15-25, 25-22, 25-18, and 28-17 to head to the Final Four in Louisville, Kentucky. Nebraska will end the season at 26-7, and this talented group of seniors not able to make it to a Final Four in their career. So brings to the end a great career for some very good seniors on that Nebraska volleyball team who saw their season come to an end tonight at the hands of Pac-12 power Oregon. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some other finals today, the Kearney Catholic girls and boys, both winners at Cambridge. The girls very easily, and the boys a little more of a struggle, but come out on top of that. The Kearney High girls, a winner at Papillion La Vista South tonight by a score of 40-29. In our first game here this evening, it was Kennesaw defeating Luke City 33-26. It was a struggle offensively all night. It was 15-12 Kennesaw at halftime, and then they jumped out 24-12. Alexa Gock finally hitting a three-pointer in the last 5 seconds of the third quarter for their only points. But Loop City made it interesting when Morgan McDonald scored 11 of her game-high 19 points in the fourth quarter to cut the lead to 3 at 29-26, but they could get no closer. And Kennesaw scores the last 4 points to win it, 33-26. They improve to 2-2. Loop City will fall to 1-4. Both the Loop City girls and boys are on the road for quite some time now. They have one home game between now and the 24th of January here at Loop City, and that is against Wood River on the 11th. They have three away games before Christmas, starting Tuesday at North Loop Scotia Elba, and then on Friday they are at St. Paul, and on the 18th they are at Palmer. For Kennesaw, they've been on the road three of their first four games, and they're home on Tuesday to take on Amherst, and then on Friday they're at Silver Lake. They return home on the 18th to play Axtell. Should all be some pretty competitive games for Kennesaw. We'll take a look now at the first half stats of our ball game. First off, for Loop City, Brady Rasmussen, 3 points on three free throws. He has a block shot. Austin Bocart, 2 points and a rebound. Cole Lambrick, 5 points, four rebounds. Riley Lambrick, 6 points, six rebounds. Matt Jarzynka, three rebounds. Loop City had five rebounds in the first quarter, nine in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 4 of 7 in the second. 3 point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. And turnovers, 6 in the first half, first quarter, and just 2 in the second. Foul situation, 2 fouls apiece on Brady Rasmussen, Austin Bocart, and Matt Jarzynka. 6 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. At the half, Loop City, 16 points, 14 rebounds. 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 1 block, and 8 turnovers. We'll look at Kennesaw's numbers right after this.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loop City today for the year-end specials, like 0% interest rates on select models. Erickson also has a great selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, cars, trucks, and SUVs. No matter what vehicle you're looking for, the guys at Erickson can find it for you. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team, saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loop City.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers now for Kennesaw. Trevor Burr, 8 points, 2 rebounds off the bench. Brady Staten, 5 points. Tyler Schnitzler, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Dalton Bender, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Cole Kimley, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Mason Stoker, 4 points, 2 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. They missed the front end of all three 1-and-1s. 3 point shooting for the Blue Devils, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 2 of 5 in the second quarter, and they turned the ball over only once in each quarter. Foul situation, Staten, Bender, Stoker, and Devin Burr all have 2 fouls. 18 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second, and at the half, Kennesaw, 30 points, 15 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 4 of 8 from three-point land, and only 2 turnovers, and 3-0 Kennesaw leads 3-1 Loop City at the half by a score of 30-16. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat, hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
With our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. The second half underway. It'll be Kennesaw basketball leading at 30-16 over Loup City. Their largest lead, 15 points. Loup City never has had the lead. Kennesaw won the opening tip, took it right in for a layup 4 seconds into the game. In the paint, Stoker, who's wide open, didn't even look to shoot, gives it to Schnitzler, tries baseline, no good. Backside rebound put up by Fender. It's no good. Riley Lambrick will pull down the rebound for Loup City. Out ahead to Bocart. Bocart into the paint. Running one-hander from 8, it's too strong. Kimley has the rebound for Kennesaw. Kimley up the floor, nobody gets in his way, kicks it off to Schnitzler, baseline from 13, no good. Another offensive rebound, Dalton Bender, and then has it knocked out of his hands. Just the third turnover for Kennesaw. In case you missed it at halftime, Johnny Manziel of A&M did win the Heisman Trophy tonight. Manti Te'o was second, Colin Klein was third. Up top, Lambrick. Riley to the right elbow. Draws the double team. Dumps it into Cole. And a foul on the pass. Cole would have had a layup. And Riley drew the double team after getting 18 points last night. 6 so far, but he had 6 and 12 last night. So looking for a big... let me double check. It was 4 and 14 last night. So a foul called here on Tyler Schnitzler, his second. Inbounds pass comes to Bocart on the right wing. Tries to get it over to Riley Lambrick, but he's covered, so he reverses it back over to Brady Rasmussen. Up top, they'll go to Charzinka. Matt to Bocart on the left wing. Almost walked with the ball. Good defense by Kimley. He wanted to throw it to Rasmussen. Kimley jumped in front. Lambrick, bounce pass underneath to Charzinka, who missed the gimme. The rebound brought down by Dalton Bender. Leaf City hasn't had many of those looks, and the rim got in the way that time, and Schnitzler has it in the front court for Kennesaw. 90 seconds into the second half, the score is still the same. 30-16, Blue Devils leading the Red Raiders. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, Loup City. Blue Devils working around the perimeter. Kimley's going to fire the three. It's no good. Schnitzler got the rebound. Tyler puts it back up, and it bounces in. Tyler Schnitzler with 6 points and 5 rebounds so far in the game. 32-16. The score doubled up here. Kennesaw with the lead. Riley Lambrick brings it into the paint. Just a little bitty bump. And they call a blocking foul on Dalton Bender, and that is his third. Re-entering the game, Alex Patanski. And checking out Jarzinka. So Loup City to throw it out underneath their own hoop. Bocart, as they box the lane out to Lambrick. Schnitzler on him. No, that's Bender. He'll take the three, but it won't go. And the rebound comes out to Brady State. That's his first of the ballgame. Loup City 1 of 6 from three-point land. Last night they were 4 of 12 against Kibben in the 1-3-1. Schnitzler with the ball up top. Swings it over to the left wing to State. To Stoker on the low block. He pushes off. He tries with a left-hand runner. No good. Ball deflected out to Schnitzler, who banks one in from 10 feet. Ball was slapped out of that pile, and Schnitzler makes it 34-16. Loup City right wing, Rasmussen swings it over to Bocart. Left elbow, leaves it off for Lambrick. Riley, left side of the lane, pulls up from 9, and the ball just won't go in. The rebound brought down by Kimley. One and done for Loup City. Kimley all the way into the paint, kicks it into the corner. Staten for 3, no good. Another offensive rebound, and Schnitzler, I believe that Schnitzler, no, it's Bender in there. Bender, and then the pass is turned over. So Loup City hustles it up the floor to Bocart. Austin in the paint. There's an opening all the way to the window, off the square, and in. And a timeout taken by Loup City after they finally get on the scoreboard here with 4:31 to go in the third quarter. It is Kennesaw 34 and Loup City 18. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the year. Second Saturday of the basketball season. We'll have another Saturday of weekend next week, and then most teams will be off before the holidays. In fact, the 22nd is the first day of this year's five-day moratorium. No practicing, no playing. Back to action here. Kennesaw with the ball, leading it by 16, and a blocking foul on Riley Lambrick, trying to shut the baseline down from Tyler Schnitzler, and that's the first foul of the half called on Loup City. 34-18 Kennesaw, 4:18 to go here in the third quarter of play. Schnitzler to throw it in, goes in short to Stoker, who hands it right back to Tyler deep in the left-hand corner. Guarded by Lambrick, so he'll throw it out to State. Back over on the weak side to Schnitzler. They actually clear it out for him, but he doesn't move. Kimley rotated to the right side. Lane Tibbs is back in during that timeout. Here's Kimley. Shuffles the feet and gives it over to State. Right wing to Schnitzler. Had a pick and roll, but Stoker took it out of the air there. I don't think the pass was intended for him. Back up top to Kimley. Good defense here by the Red Raiders. But they need to find a way to get some steals or force Kennesaw to miss some shots. And here's another touch foul as Bocart blocks the baseline from Kimley. And the foul on Austin will be his third. And checking into the ball game, Austin Jacobowski and Matt Jarzinka. Checking out will be Spatansky and Bocart for Loup City. Kennesaw has the ball underneath their own hoop. It's been a very stagnant third quarter of play. 4 points for Kennesaw, two for Loup City, and we have 3:40 remaining. Should be out of here in good shape if things don't change, as the three-pointer by Schnitzler is no good, and Cole Lambrick will have the rebound. Kennesaw's missed all three of their threes here in the third quarter. Lambrick has a little room. He'll drive in, and the scoop shot absolutely won't go in. And Cole Lambrick, trying to get the ball back, fouls Lane Tibbs. My, oh, my. If that doesn't go in, you've got to wonder if anything will go in. It was a good move by Riley Lambrick, and it's like trying to jam a watermelon into a thimble right now for Loup City. 34-18, Kennesaw with the lead. Back to more of a defensive style we saw last night. Top the circle with it, Stoker. They get it underneath, Kimbley. Tibbs with a great pass, but it won't go. Rebound, Cole Lambrick. The ball's loose. It goes out of bounds. And they'll give the ball to Loup City. Kennesaw fans were unhappy thinking that there was a foul on the shot down there. Joe Jenrum saying, what's going on? Long pass down to Riley Lambrick. Open three. Won't go. Fight for the loose ball, and we've got another foul. The rebound brought down by Brady Staten, and the foul will be on Loup City. For Loup City, that'll be their fourth team foul. It's the third foul on Matt Jarzinka. So right now, everybody has to just play some basketball because it is more about trying to see who can get contact and who can get where as opposed to who's going to get a shot off and who's going to score. Kimley across the timeline to Tibbs, back to Kimley. Top of the circle. Tibbs is open on the left wing. He doesn't want it. Fires it right back out to Cole. Puts it on the floor. Tries to lay it right side. Little contact. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Lambrick. That'll be his seventh. Here comes Rasmussen open lane. Brady with the scoop shot. And finally, the scoreboard moves. Rasmussen, his first bucket to go along with three free throws. He's got 5 points. 34-20 Kennesaw. 2:25 to go here in the third quarter. Schnitzler with the ball between the circles, guarded by Jankowski. Over to Tibbs in the right-hand corner. Rasmussen on him. Tibbs give and go, but he threw it too high, and Stoker couldn't grab it. Kennesaw with their third turnover of the quarter, only their fifth of the game, and back into the ballgame, Dalton Bender. Now here's Trevor Burr. Burr, who had an outstanding first half, finally getting back into the ball game here in the third quarter. It's almost like the coaches forgot about him down there. Burr had 8 points and a couple of rebounds in the first half. And Brady Rasmussen just walking the ball up the court. He's trying to get the offense going while he's in the backcourt. They get it to Riley Lambrecht. Good switching here by Kennesaw. He'll give it back to Cole. Low block left side. Puts up the leaner from eight. It's sitting on the rim. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Dalton Bender. His ninth board. Up the floor comes Kennesaw. Leave it off the right-hand corner for Schnitzler. He gives a head and shoulder fake. Drives the baseline. Off the glass and in. He draws the foul. Hits the deck. But Tyler's okay. And Schnitzler has all six Kennesaw points here in the second half. He'll try and make it a three-point play. He's 0-1 at the line, now has 10 points and 6 rebounds unofficially. The foul called on Alex Potansky is first. Schnitzler's free throw, up and short. Rebound brought down by Cole Lambrick. He now has 8 for the quarter. Long pass down to Jacobowski. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Jacobowski leaves it off for Rasmussen. And as he works his way to the rack, a foul on the floor. Going to be called on Trevor Burr. That'll be the first foul on Burr. It is the third team foul on Kennesaw. And Cole Lambrecht to throw it in on the baseline. And now Coach Paul Henry talking to one of the officials. Both coaches have been talking to the officials. And Loop City to throw it in. Bounce pass to the far corner. They get it to Spatansky, but he's not a shooter, so he kicks it back out. Rasmussen, they clear the lane. Drives, kicks it out for three. Riley Lambrecht, no good. Long rebound. Comes out to Kennesaw, up ahead to Kimley, and he'll lay it up and in on the assist from Brady Staten. Kimley with the bucket, Staten with the assist and the rebound. 38-20 the lead now, the largest of the night at 18. At the other end, Jacobowski's jumper is no good. Kimley gets the rebound. Kennesaw now with a little life in their legs. Burr for three, he's fouled on the three. They got a little graze to the wrist, and Brady Rasmussen, his third foul. And at the line, Trevor Burr for the first time tonight to shoot three free throws. 109 remains here in the third quarter. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, 33-26, Kennesaw the winner. Nobody in double figures for Kennesaw. They just were balanced. Loop City, Morgan McDonald, 19 of their points. She also had 9 rebounds. Kelly Mack had 12 rebounds to lead all players for Kennesaw. Second free throw for Trevor Burr. It's good. They'll have a third one coming. Stoker back in for Kennesaw. Bokart and Jarzinka back in for Loop City. Rasmussen, Spatansky, and also Grant Lewandowski in. So both of the Lambrechts are going to catch a breather here with a minute 9 to go in the third quarter. Kimley, Stoker, Burr, Schnitzler, and now into the game, Tyce Clark for Kennesaw. Third free throw, no good by Trevor Burr, and the rebound brought down by Austin Bokart. Nobody guards him, so he'll bring it up the floor. Now Kimley gets a hand in there. Over to Lewandowski on the left wing. Out top, Jarzinka. Ball slips out of his hands. Stoker grabs it, and the foul on Jarzinka, and that's his fourth. According to my stats, that's the first turnover for Loop City here in the quarter. They've either missed shots or been getting fouled down there. At the line to shoot the 1-1 here in the third quarter is Mason Stoker. Stoker, 0-1 of the line, has 4 points in the basketball game and just came out of there with the steal. Free throw is up and in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Peters, who has just checked in. Then the ball is stolen away. Kick it out for a 3-pointer. Kimley, high off the iron, no good. Brady Rasmussen gets the rebound. Outlet pass, oh, Lewandowski had a shot, didn't take it. Gave it to Rasmussen, who put it up and in and draws the foul. So, he didn't take the open shot, but Grant Lewandowski will get credit for the assist, and they might get 3 instead of 2. And Coach Paul Henry telling him, take that shot. And I'm sure Big Brother Brady over here is telling him, take that shot as well. Again, Brady Lewandowski with that badly injured wrist and right arm from football. 38 seconds to go here. And the foul was called on Trevor Burr, his second. And the free throw is up, and it is in for Brady Rasmussen. That's only the 23rd point of the night for Loop City. They trail 39-23 with 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Kennesaw ball, Lane Tibbs gives it over to Tyce Clark. Into the corner to Burr. Nice pass in for the layup, but Stoker can't get it to go. Fight for the loose ball. We'll get a jump with bodies on the floor. Patanski and Tibbs battling for the loose ball. That's our first jump of the boys' game. And the arrow points away the Red Raiders. So Loop City, they're going to need a bucket here to end the third quarter, see if they can get a good start and at least have a chance going into the fourth quarter. They're down by 16. 39-23, Rasmussen gets it into the front court with 13 seconds to go. Guarded there by Trevor Burr. Rasmussen with that bad wrist swings it back over to Bocart. Gives it up top, Lewandowski. Lewandowski back to Rasmussen. Rasmussen, the leader in the lane. In it goes. Rasmussen with 7 in the quarter and 10 in the game. And at the end of three quarters of play, it's Kennesaw 39 and Loop City 25. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Doug Blue with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Headed to the fourth quarter to wrap up this full week of high school hoops on Classic Hits. Kennesaw will have the ball and a 39-25 lead here at Loop City. They're going for the sweep. The Kennesaw girls won it 33-26. Johnny Manziel won the Heisman tonight from Texas A&M, and Oregon beat Nebraska in four sets in the regional final in Omaha. Navy beat Army earlier today in college football 17-13, their 11th straight win. Here's a nice pick and roll and a layup up and in for Dalton Bender off the assist from Brady Staten. And it's 41-25, Kennesaw. Lambrecht both back in there, the original starting five, minus Jarzynka because he's got four fouls, but Tansy's in for him. Rasmussen. Yeah, Brady Rasmussen with that banged up wrist from football, fully taped, hard to use his primary hand, his right hand. And then you got the other guard, Brady Lewandowski, not back, won't be back until probably the first of the year. Loop City will be a better team by then. And now, push-off foul called on Kennesaw. Cole Kinley is going to get the foul. Both coaches have been on the officials. And I wouldn't be surprised to see one of the coaches maybe get pinned here. But it's a 16-point game. They got to be careful. Both coaches do. Kinley his second. That's the fifth foul on Kennesaw. Loop City already has committed 7. Inbounds pass. Loop City throws it away. Miscommunication. Rasmussen went one way. The pass went the other. That's the 11th turnover on Loop City. I only have 5 on Kennesaw. They played a very solid game in all aspects. Rebounding, taking care of the ball, shooting the ball. They had a tough night shooter, tough quarter shooting it. The only problem they have is free throws where they're 3 of 10. Ooh, big foul as Bender goes in, and he still almost made the shot as Riley Lambrick went for the ball fake and commits his third foul. And at the line, the green shoed Dalton Bender. 7 points, they were all in the first half for Dalton. He's made a couple of really nice assists here in the second half. He's also hit the boards hard with 9. And the first free throw is up and in. 10 points now for Bender. 42-25. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, as the free throw is short and the ball bounces into the hands of Trevor Burr. It actually went off the foot of Spatansky, and Burr gives it off to Staten. All the bounces are going Kennesaw's way, and they are sure taking advantage of them. And you know how you make the bounces go your way? You hustle, and that's exactly what they're doing. Schnitzler on the right wing, 6:30 to go. Off the pick, set up top there by Bender. Nothing there. Goes to Burr. Top of the key. 3. No good. Comes up like a bullet. Ball on the floor. Burr tries to throw it up from the floor. A foul is called. And Paul Henry is going to get teed up here. He's going, how can you get fouled when you're on the floor? Great hustle by Trevor Burr. And Paul Henry wanted the technical, and he got the technical. I mean, he wanted it. You know, when you watch coaches, he wanted the tee, and he gets the tee. It's a bad place to get it, but it's a 17-point game. They're going to get the bucket, or they're going to get the free throws, four of them, and the ball. And so, first, Trevor Burr will go to the line. And Burr puts it up, and it is good. And now a timeout on the floor by Loop City. And so a timeout on the floor. The foul on Brady Rasmussen, his fourth. 43-25. Kennesaw leads at 6:19 to go. We'll be right back.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
All right, we're back here with the free throws coming up for Trevor Burr. He hit the first of the two, then Luke City called timeout. And the second one is short. Now we'll have the technical free throws. And they're going to put Dalton Bender up there to shoot the technical free throws after Coach Henry was calling for the tee. He was trying to get the tee. They didn't tee him up. He threw his program on the floor, and that's when he got the technical. Bender hits the first technical free throw. And the second technical free throw, no good. So they hit two of those four free throws. And now Kennesaw will also get the basketball because of the technical foul. 6:19 to go in the game. Kennesaw has pretty much now salted this one away. 44-25. It's been a very rough shooting night for Loop City. Kennesaw will throw it in right at midcourt to Brady Staten. And I can tell that Coach Henry just told his kids, let's play this one hard out. Let's don't put our heads down. A lot of season to go. But let's play hard here against Kennesaw, both D1 schools, but they're not in the same district, so this will be their only meeting of the year. Schnitzler for three. Ooh, that was too strong. And over everything. The rebound brought down by Cole Lambrecht is his ninth. Kennesaw's 0 of 6 from three-point land this half. As the ball goes down to Riley Lambrecht, and Lambrecht will lay it up and give Loop City their first points of the fourth quarter, 44-27. Open at the other end. Kimberly, and he'll have the layup. Nice pass from half court. Kimberly lays it up, 46-27. Up top with it, Cole Lambrecht. Gives it off to Austin Jagomowski. Jagomowski just about lost it. It doesn't matter. He has it stolen away, and Burr goes in for the layup and put it up too strong. Offensive rebound, Brady Staten, and he'll put it up and in. 48-27. Loop City pulls up Lambrecht Cole from 12. No good. Riley going to the top, trying to grab it, but it's Trevor Burr there again. Two on two. Burr all the way to the hoop. He'll scoop it up and in, but they won't count it. Magnificent move by Trevor Burr, but they won't count the bucket. He'll get two free throws. He just won't get the bucket because it's the double bonus. And Brady Rasmussen has just fouled out of the game, according to the scorebook. That is the fifth foul on Brady Rasmussen, who ends tonight with 10 points and one rebound. He also had one block in the contest here today. Austin Bocart will come back in. So a tough couple of nights for Loop City after starting the season 3-0, and their next three games are on the road. Free throw is up, and it is good by Trevor Burr. He now has 11 points in the ball game, 49-27, 5:08 to go. And the second free throw now for the 5'7 junior. Her, a couple extra dribbles, puts it up, and it's off the back of the iron, no good. Riley Lambrick pulls down his 8th rebound. Pressure in the backcourt by Kennesaw. Don't want this thing to get chippy, and it's headed that way. Bocard on the right wing. There's really no reason for Kennesaw to be putting on backcourt pressure up 22, but they don't want to be pushed around by Loop City either, so I can understand it. And an over and back here on Loop City. They were just trying to find a teammate and overthrew Jacobowski. That is turnover number 13 of the game on Loop City. Kennesaw with only 5, according to my book. And they'll inbound it at midcourt to Brady State. Backdoor lob underneath Stitzler. It was too low, and he missed the shot. Then it bounces off of him and out of bounds. Good idea there. It just was a little deep. He was under the bucket when he tried to shoot it, and it bounced right back off him. So now it's Loop City basketball. Riley Lambrick, 3 in transition. It spins out, no good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Bender, and he now has a double-double. That's his 10th rebound to go along with 11 points in the ball game. State with it. Drives right side of the lane, runs into traffic, and walks with the basketball. Just the 6th turnover for Kennesaw. Kennesaw's going to go to 4-0 on the season. And up next for Kennesaw, they'll be at home on Tuesday against Amherst. That would be a great game to go watch. Amherst dropped their first game of the season last night in an exciting one with Loomis. And Bocard brings it up for Loop City to Riley Lambrick. Drives baseline left side, pulls up from 6. It won't go. Ball tipped into the hands of Dalton Bender. 4:10 to go in the game. 49-27. It's all Kennesaw right now. State with it. Back up top. He'll go to Schnitzler. Schnitzler finds an opening right side of the lane and takes it all the way to the glass and scores. A dozen points now for Tyler Schnitzler. 51-27. Bocart over to Lewandowski. Long three-pointer on the way, and it's no good. Out of bounds it goes, and it will belong to Kennesaw. We'll see who makes the first move as far as substitutions go. Kennesaw has used quite a few players here tonight. Loop City kind of rotating through an 8-man base. They're not near as deep as Kennesaw as far as number of players suited up. It is Kennesaw basketball, leading it by 24, 51-27. And Loop City only has 2 points here in the fourth quarter, 11 total in the half. Already 12 points in the quarter for Kennesaw. They're looking for 14. Stoker finally gets one to go, and Staten with another assist. Brady, one of those stats that always gets overlooked at this level, the assist, and he has had a heck of a game from that standpoint. Grant Lewandowski gives it to Cole Lambrick on the right elbow, kicks it back out to Jacobowski. Jacobowski drives up and under, lefty with the shot, no good. 7-footer comes right back down to Trevor Byrd, who now has 6 rebounds. He stays out of the trap, bounce pass to Schnitzler in the front court. 3 minutes to go in the game, 53-27 Kennesaw. They gradually pulled away. They were up 18-6 after one. Loop City got it back into single digits, but they have never really threatened. And Cole Lambrick off the missed bucket gets the rebound, his 10th. In traffic, the short jumper again off the heel by Riley. Rebound brought down. Staten, long pass to the other end. Shot missed. Cole Kimley is there for the follow and the score. And right now, with the blood in the water, Kennesaw is seizing the moment. And timeout called here by Loop City. And Coach Paul Henry going to go deep on the bench here with this game over. 2:29 remaining in the ball game. It is Kennesaw 55, Loop City 27. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. And we'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
And as we come out of the timeout, Austin Bocart puts up a three-pointer and drills it here for Loop City. And that makes it 55-30. Got some new kids in there. Let's see if we can tell you who they are as Kennesaw has the ball. All the guys that they have on the floor have been there, and now a quick 30-second timeout by Coach Enrum so that he can sub some more kids into the basketball game. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show, so keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9, and we'll be right back.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1:58 remaining, into the ball game, Tyce Clark for Kennesaw, Devin Furr is back in, also in is Preston Schnitzler, he has the ball in the right-hand corner, gives it to Burr, to Lane Tibbs, and staying in there is Dalton Bender. Always like when the coach leaves one of the starters in there to kind of help everybody else along. Here's a three-pointer by Tyce Clark. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound put back up. Won't go by Preston Schnitzler. Another rebound brought down by Tibbs. Kick it out for a three. It won't go. Now Luke City has it. Bocart all the way to the other end, and he'll scoop it up. And in. 9 points now for Bocart. 55-32. Kennesaw, 1:20 to go. In there for Luke City is Dalton Peters. Also in there is Jared Wilson. Kennesaw ball on the right side. Preston Schnitzler, three-point land. Couple of dribbles, gives it up top to Tibbs. Swings it left wing. With it is Clark. Back up top to Devin Burr. Being patient. Tibbs on the right wing. 1 minute to go. Clark back over to Burr. Trying to find Bender inside. Dalton doesn't want to shoot it. He wants one of the other guys to. So Schnitzler says, I'll shoot the three. It's no good. Rebound into the hands of Tibbs, and he'll put it back up and in. Lane with his first bucket of the basketball game. 57-32. 40 seconds remaining in the contest. Lewandowski's going to cast up the three. It's off the mark. Long rebound comes up to Tyce Clark. Clark up ahead. Layup no good by Tibbs. And then the rebound brought down by Alex Batanski, and Clark went over his back. He was at full sprint trying to get that rebound. First foul on Tyce. It's the sixth foul, so no free throws. In for Kennesaw, Corey Heyer. And also in, Evan Uden will check in. Mokart brings the ball into the front court. Swings it over to Jared Wilson. Wilson up top to Spitanski. Maybe time for one more shot for Loop City. Lewandowski will fire the three. It's off the front, no good. Rebound by Preston Schnitzler. 15 seconds to go. Up the floor is Clark. Back out Schnitzler. Schnitzler for three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound. Ends up in the hands of Heyer. Higher shot, no good. Rebound by Grant Lewandowski. Grant to the other end, and he is fouled. The scoop shot almost went. Grant Lewandowski will have the final chance to score some points here with 1 second remaining. So the subs getting in. Everybody wants to get something done. Higher with the foul. And two free throws coming up for Grant Lewandowski. 1 second to go. That will be into the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, always allowing us to follow the great athletes and kids of the area. And the free throw is up and in, 57-33. And the second free throw, Grant puts this one up, and it, too, is in. Kennesaw will inbound it, and that's the ball game. The final score, the Kennesaw Blue Devils with an impressive 57-34 win at Lip City. They go to 4-0. Lip City drops their second straight to go to 3-2. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, and you, your winning combination.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Welcome back, everyone, to Loup City High School. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ashton, as well as our friends down there in Kennesaw, as we are ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's will be better equipped for the games you play. First off, let's take a look at the numbers for the Red Raiders of Loup City. Brady Rasmussen, 10 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. He was the team's leading scorer. Austin Bocart, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Cole Lambrick, 5 points and a team-high 10 rebounds. Riley Lambrick, 8 points, 8 rebounds. Matt Jarzynka, 3 rebounds. Grant Lewandowski, 2 points and a rebound. Dalton Peters, a rebound, and Alex Potanski had 2 rebounds. 14 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 3 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Loup City, 1 of 5 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 5 in the second half. The Red Raiders just couldn't score tonight. That was the story. 16 points at halftime, 18 more in the second half. Loup City finishes with 34 points, 29 rebounds, 8 out of 12 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 13 turnovers. Loup City now 3-2 on the season, and they will play Tuesday night at Elba North Loup Scotia, and then on Friday they're at St. Paul. Then on the 18th, they're at Palmer, and we'll see them again at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Loup City, Ravenna, Overton, and Centura, the teams on hand. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kennesaw in a minute on the Misco Sports postgame show.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
And we're back with you here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils, as they had a total of 7 players score, 3 of them in double figures. Trevor Burr was one of them, 11 points and 6 rebounds. Preston Schnitzler had 2 rebounds. Tyce Clark had 1 rebound. Brady Staten, 7 points, 5 rebounds, and quite a few assists tonight. Tyler Schnitzler ended up leading the team in scoring with 12.6 rebounds, but Dalton Bender 11 points, 11 rebounds tonight, and he played some outstanding defense this evening, forced a lot of turnovers. Lane Tibbs, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Cole Kimley, 8 points, 7 rebounds. Corey Heyer, 1 rebound. Mason Stoker, 6 points and 2 rebounds. Kennesaw, 15 rebounds in the first half. I had him for 30 in the second half of play. They were all over the boards getting second and third chances. The only thing they didn't do real well tonight was shoot free throws. 2 of 5 in the first half, 5 of 13 in the second half. They were 4 of 8 from three-point land in the first half. They were 0 of 10 in the second half, and quite a few of those there when the subs were into the fourth quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first half, 4 in the second half. Kennesaw had 30 points at halftime. They scored 27 in the second half, and the Blue Devils finished with 57 points, 45 rebounds, 7 out of 18 at the free throw line, 4 of 18 from three-point land, and 6 turnovers as Kennesaw remains unbeaten. They're 4-0 with a 57-34 win here at Loup City. And up next for Kennesaw, they will be home against Amherst Tuesday, and then they will be at Silver Lake, and that is coming up next Friday night, and then they're back home against Axtell on the 18th, Tuesday the 18th. Then it's off to their holiday tournament over at Lawrence Nelson. We'll wrap things up right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, again, trying to get a word here with Coach Jack Enrum, but he has not emerged from the Kennesaw locker room as of yet. But the team played outstanding defense, and it looks like he is headed this way. So we'll get a chance to talk with him, Coach Enrum. But the team played outstanding defense, and the girls' game tonight again, 33-26, Kennesaw won that game. 9 points from Amanda Schumacher and also from Kelly Jasky. It was all in the second half for her. 12 points for Kelly Mack in the ball game, and for Loup City, Morgan McDonald has 19 points and 9 rebounds. We'll do it the old-fashioned way with the head coach, Jack Enrum, joining us here after a 57-34 win. And, Coach, a pretty impressive win outside of maybe the free throws. I didn't see any place that you guys didn't play well tonight.
Yeah, we ran the ball real well, and we do that. We do good things. It's hard for teams to kind of stay with us when we pass the ball, cut through. And we played pretty well, especially that first half. We got it going there for a while. And we got a lot of depth, so that helped.
And I think maybe that was a difference tonight in the ballgame as well, because both teams are coming off football, deep runs in the playoffs. Both teams have some kids banged up because of that. But you've had to be on the road 3 of the first 4 games. And apparently that depth is one of the reasons you've been able to survive.
Yeah, you know, Trevor Burr and really Lane Tibbs, they're coming off the bench doing a lot of good things for us. Those are 2 kids that have come a long way from last year. They did a lot of ball this summer, and I'll tell you what, Trevor, I wouldn't want him guarding me. He's just in your face the whole time. He may not steal it, but he's not going to let you be comfortable. So
you didn't. I was amazed. I only have 13 turnovers for Loup City, and it seems like it was more than that. But you guys forced a lot of tips, knocked the ball away, just didn't let them take good shots tonight or shots that they would want. And after a while, you could tell that that was frustrating them.
Yeah, we were trying to get kids besides Lambrick and Rasmussen to shoot the ball and get them out of their comfort zone a little bit, push them away another foot or two further than they're used to. And, you know, these kids, they do what I ask them to do. They did it again the other night at BDS. They did it last night when we played Shelton, and they did it again tonight. So, you know, I can't ask for anything more than that.
You're going to get some good shots when you get some good passes, and Brady Staten, I've got enough stats that I can't keep the assists, but I bet he had a bushel basketful tonight.
Yeah, I didn't look at the sheet when I came up here, but, yeah, he's had a bunch. He played well tonight. He had 9 rebounds last night against Shelton, so he's been doing just a little bit of everything. He's starting to score a little bit for us, which is what was kind of missing a little bit last year with him. He didn't feel like he wanted to take that role, but this year he's done that, and he's starting to do some things pretty well for us.
And then right next to him, the green shoot one, Dalton Pender. I think Brady's are a little green and Dalton's are all green, but I had him for 11 points and 11 boards tonight, and he really was the guy that also kind of frustrated Lambrick tonight.
Yeah, he's a big body. He likes the contact a little bit. He doesn't shy away from it. And he's a kid that's just been consistent for us, really, through his whole career, ever since he's been a freshman, even his sophomore year. He's been pretty consistent for us. So,
Jack, off to a 4-0 start. You got to be pretty pleased. This is the best start I think the boys have had for a while in basketball. They always seem to have a good basketball team. But being 4-0, your thought right now is you still got some good competition before the holidays.
Oh, yeah. You know, we play an Amherst team next Tuesday. Silver Lake's playing well. And then we've got Axtell at home, and they've pushed some people. So, you know, we can't let up. We played 4 quality basketball teams, and I think that'll make us better after Christmas. At least I hope that's the way things work out. And we still got room for improvement, but I think we're heading in the right direction, and the kids are excited. You know, this group of seniors have been playing, a lot of them since they were freshmen, and they know each other pretty well, and so I think that's part of the reason we're having the success we're having. They're providing really good leadership right now, and, you know, you can't ask for really too much more than that. So,
well, Coach, congratulations on the great win tonight over a state-rated team, and you keep this up. You guys are going to be pretty high when the first of the year comes around, but I know it's one thing at a time, and we look forward to seeing you guys many more times throughout the year. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils, Jack Enrum. They win it 57-34 tonight. They also win the girls' game 33-26. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of the state of Nebraska, whether you're playing football, wrestling, intramural basketball, or you just need a brand-new pair of shoes. They're also there for you downtown or for your Christmas needs. Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. We'll be back with you Tuesday as Kearney Catholic travels to Ravenna. Thursday, Minden will be at Grand Island Central Catholic. And until then, have a great night, everyone.